Next is Vivian Armstrong. Date of birth is 1-7-42. I think she was seen today, 12-13. Ms. Armstrong is being seen today for interim face-to-face evaluation. The results of this face-to-face will be shared with the hospice medical director. Ms. Armstrong is currently in her third benefit period, extending from 12-12-25 to 2-9-26 period. This 83-year-old woman, originally from Houston, single, has one child with no heavy smoking or drinking in the past, used to work in the power plants, period. In paragraph, patient was recently hospitalized. Patient has been hospitalized numerous times in the past few months. Patient had a left foot toe amputation in June, and then the rest of the toes were taken off most recently. Was recently released from the hospital. She also has a history of coronary artery disease with stents in place. Since hospitalization, she's continued on aspirin and doxycycline, period. Ms. Armstrong is a total ADL-dependent, bowel and bladder incontinent, bedbound, period, allergy, non-C-medication list, family history, dad died of lung cancer, mom died of a stroke. Patient has a wet cough. She states that she gets pneumonia easily. They told her she didn't have pneumonia, but exacerbation of COPD most recently, period, it appears very weak, quite debilitated. Total ADL dependent, short of breath with activity. Patient also has a history of heart disease with stent in place times two. Previous surgeries includes foot surgery, toe surgery, heel surgery, hysterectomy, gallbladder, and tonsils, tonsillectomy in the past. Period. Patient on exam had an O2 side of 97%, pulse of 77, respirations 18, blood 50/90. Her MAC was at 20.5 centimeter. Patient's weight loss considered to be unavoidable. Patient is on hospice with history of Alzheimer dementia. PPS of 30%. Along with FAST score of 6E, period. Patient is oriented to person most of the time and person at times sometimes. She's sleeping 8 to 12 hours a day. Shortness of breath is multifactorial, both related to her heart condition as well as her anemia, and has a 1+ pill edema today at the time of evaluation. Given natural progression of her disease, she most likely has less than 6 months to live and continues to be hospice appropriate. Thank you.